All right, peace and love, my people. How you doing? How you doing? All right, y'all. So we're going to get into the combat fat burning workout today. I hope you're excited like I am because, listen, we got to make sure that we move something if we're going to improve something. All right, y'all. So let's get ready to rumble. If you need to, make sure, once again, that you warm up, stay hydrated. And if you got any questions, make sure you hit me up via email. You'll see a description, a link inside the description, and then we can talk about it and do what we got to do, okay? Get any questions that you might have that you need answered, and make sure that you continue to stay strong and healthy. So let's get ready to get into it. Here we go. Okay, y'all, so here we go. We're going to do each exercise for 1 minute, all right? You ready? First exercise, let's get ready. Jumping jacks. Let's go. Jumping jacks. And if you need a timer, make sure you hit me up and I'll send you the timer. You got 1 minute. Let's go. Do that jumping jack. Once again, 1 minute. Try to move at a vigorous pace. If you get tired, then slow it down. Okay, because you ain't trying to go down. Next exercise is the seal jack. So that means you're going to do a jumping jack. Your hands just going in and out. There's no rest. We're going straight through all 9 exercises, and then we're going to rest. If you haven't worked out in a long time, you might need to take 10 or 20 second break in between exercises. Let's go. Next exercise, you're gonna do a sprint. That's right, you're gonna do a sprint in place. Sprint in place, sprint in place. I already told you how many to do, we doing 1 minute, let's go. And the next exercise, we're going right into a squat. Let's go, squat. Now when you do this particular squat, you're gonna put your hands behind your neck. It's called prison squat. Google it, let's go. Okay guys, next exercise you're gonna go for is called the push-up. Let's go, get down and get that push-up. And if you want, you can do a variation with the push-up, because you want to be working a lot of different muscle groups. So if you need that variation, make sure you hit me up, because this is all about hitting a lot of muscles so that you can burn enough calories, actually more calories, and get more results. Okay, next one. You're going to get back up and you're going to go right into the next one, which is a what? Which is I forgot. Oh, here we go. Shuffle. You're going to do a shuffle to the right, shuffle to the left, like you're doing a cha-cha slide. Shuffle to the right, shuffle to the left. We should have about 3 more exercises. Next one is for your stomach. Let's go, get down. And we're doing something for both part of the abs, so get your feet up. And as your feet come towards your chest, you're going to lift your shoulders off the ground, and this is called a suitcase crunch. If you're having a hard time figuring that one out, just do a reverse crunch. Let's go, let's go. Okay, y'all. So the last thing you're going to do is just get back up, and you're going to repeat. Okay, just get back up and repeat. Everything we just gave you, you're going to get back up and you're going to repeat. All right? Keep it sweet. Keep it simple. Stay motivated. Stay hydrated. Okay? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I like this track. Make sure you also get some music that you like. If you don't like this particular track here, you can get your own music. All right? So this is me, Master T, just tuning in, signing in so that I can encourage you to continue to win. Okay, my people? So I'll see you when I see you. Peace and love. Make sure you hit me up at mastertye811@gmail.com if you got any questions and if you need the images to these exercises. Peace and love. Have you ever messed up your ankle? Have you ever had a situation with your back? Have you ever had a situation with your mind? Have you ever had thinking? Whatever injuries that you might have had or been faced with, is a decision if you want to have a pity party or if you want to get better versus getting bitter. So one of the first injuries, this I want to talk about in the podcast today. One injury that I want to talk about is when I messed up my ankle playing basketball. And although I was doing the martial arts at that time, I would also cross train in other sports like football and basketball and handball. And nobody likes to get injured. But when I got injured, all right, I had to get the ice going and flowing and be able to take care of the injury. And I learned at that time also, after also getting several other injuries, that just like Bruce Lee, they showed in one of Bruce Lee's movies, that even if you get injured, that don't mean that you can't keep the mind moving and working other body parts until that body part heals. So we talking about the injuries. Okay, y'all, enough of the sad stories. There was another time that I got injured. And what happened was, I was training for a fight, and my ankle had got injured. You know what I'm saying? And what happened was, every time I kicked at somebody, I would feel the pressure. Or if I kicked with the opposite leg, I still would feel the pressure somewhere else. So I decided not to cancel on the fight. And when I got to the fight, even though I found a way to try to deal with the issue, I found out that it took a strong mind to continue to go, even if you got injured, you know what I'm saying, or you have a injury. So I had the fight. The fight went well. However, I felt I could have did better, and that little issue slowed me down just a little bit. Maybe I could have made a better decision, but you learn as you go. So basically, we're talking about injuries today, and I learned a few things. And one of the things I want to share with you that I learned is, make sure that you take precaution. You do the proper warm-ups and the proper, stretching and toning, which will help prevent the injury before the injury actually happens, okay? Proper warm-up with the stretching and also the proper condition into the different, muscles of the body. Another thing, if you have any previous, injuries, you needed to be making sure that you deal with those so that the body, gets back in alignment. Because when you have an injury, something happens with the body, and it's a little bit, has to compensate for that part that's been injured, okay? And the last thing I want to say is, if you have a mental injury, that means that if you be reactive, and sometimes you might find yourself having thinking, you got to go back and, as the Bible says, renew the mind, change your mindset so that you get a different experience, a different action, a different reaction, okay? So I just want to share that with you, my people. Continue to win. Get that workout in, okay? This is just Master Ty coming through with the motivation and inspiration. And we're going to get a little bit more information from my man E.T. talking about the victory. Focus on the victory as you deal with the injury, if you got any.
He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed, as bad as you want to What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy E.T. And welcome to another edition of, that's right, baby, bring it from the bottom. Thank God it's Monday. Woo! All right, so last week you heard me say it. Winners win. Yup, winners win. And losers lose. And hopefully in 7 days you had time to think and you're like, E.T., I feel you. E.T., I'm finally ready. I'm ready to get on the other side of losing. E.T., I'm ready to be a winner. Look, if that's you, I got news for you. Like, I'm about to blow your mind. The first principle I'm going to give you to transition. Like, you are tired. Culturally tired. Generationally tired. You in a losing culture. You've been in a generation after generation after generation of losing. You're like, E, I'm tired. Like, yo, E, it ain't for me no more, E. Like, E, I don't want to do it no more. Look, first principle, you're going to love it. You ain't got to write no check. First principle, listen to me. You ain't got to give a whole lot of effort. The first principle, we going mental toughness. The first principle, I need you to do me a favor. I just need you to expect the win. Yep. Yeah. You like, come on, E, that's simple. Look, number one, I need you to expect the win. When you wake up in the morning, I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day. Listen to me very closely. I do not get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to lose. I used to be a loser, high school dropout. I used to be a loser, homeless. I used to be a loser, eating out of trash cans. Listen to me, this ain't no feel-good stuff. I used to be a loser. Now, listen to me, all I do is win. And the first thing I did, I said, look, it's unacceptable. I will not be a loser. All I did was say to myself, I expect to win. Listen to me, when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I expect it to be a great day. When I grind, I expect to win. When I wake up, I expect a miracle. I expect that phone call. I expected to have marital bliss. I had kids. I expected to have a great relationship with my kids. When I went to school to get my PhD, I expected to pass. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I wake up every day and I expect it. All I need you to do is look, don't practice to fail. Are you practicing to fail? Are you going to class on time, doing all your homework to fail? So number one, mental toughness. Everything you put your hands forth to do, expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. Hey, when you set out for a goal, expect that it's going to happen. That's all I need you to do. Number one, expect it to happen. What am I talking about?